please have the invocation from Pastor Kathy Chester from Coastal Carolina Vineyard Church.
Can you bow your heads, please? Dear wise and loving Father, please let me say thank you on behalf of all who are gathered here this evening. Thank you for your many and abundant blessings. Thank you for life itself and for the measure of health that we need to fulfill our callings, for sustenance, and for friendship and family. Thank you for the ability to be involved in useful work and for the honor of bearing appropriate responsibilities. Thank you for the freedom to embrace you. Thank you for the freedom to choose what makes up our lives. Thank you for loving us from your boundless and gracious nature. Thank you for this wonderful country that we live in. In the scriptures, you have said that citizens ought to obey the governing authorities, authorities that you yourself established to promote peace and order and justice. Therefore, I pray for all of our Curry Beach officials. I also pray for our law enforcement, fire department, and town employees who serve this community well each day. I'm asking that you would graciously grant them wisdom to govern amid conflicting interests and issues, a sense of the welfare and true needs of our community, a keen thirst for justice and rightness, confidence in what is good and fitting, the ability to work together in harmony even when there is honest disagreement, and a personal peace in their lives. I pray for this special event this evening. Please give assurance of what would please you and what would benefit those who work and live in and around Curry Beach. It's in your most blessed name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, Monsieur, we'll sing the national.
All right, this is a special event this evening, and we have several important officials with us to come and join us, and I would like to take that time to recognize them now. If you would have the opportunity to stand so everybody would know, I would appreciate that. District Court Judge Robin Wicks Robinson, who will be administering the oaths of office. Hey. County Chairman Jonathan Barfield. Hey. Curry Beach Mayor Dan Wilcox.
I'll come right up and take my chair.
Carolina Beach Commissioner Tom Bridges. Carolina Beach Commissioner Gary Deach. Then we have some people from the Corps of Engineers. We have Bob Kessler with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Bob. And we have State Representative Ted Davis. We have Chance Lambeth, aide to Senator Rouser. And that's as many as I can see in the audience here. That's quite a good showing. Thank you all for coming to join us here at Curry Beach. Thank you for honoring us with your presence. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. If you're standing outside, we do have a few chairs up here that we can let people in to sit down.
Kind of like coming into a movie theater. Anybody else? All right, then we move on. Okay, approval of the consent agenda items.
Make a motion to excuse Mayor Lammas from the meeting.
Okay. Is a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so the consent agenda is approved. Let's go down to the adoption of the agenda. Any changes? May I have a motion, please?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Discussion and considerations of presentations to council. Okay. Well, I have none this evening. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. Nancy, do we have anybody sign up?
No.
Okay. Special evening. Discussion and consideration of committee business. Committee officers. All right. Move on. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Any other department heads? It's got to be the world's record. Okay, discussion and consideration of old business. All right, first item on the agenda is beach nourishment project staff and council contacts. And that's Emily.
Yes. Yesterday we met with the Corps engineers to discuss the upcoming project in Curie Beach. And the good news we have to tell you that we didn't totally know about, but we're very, very pleased to announce is that on the north end of town, sand will be put on the beach starting at Ocean Boulevard and going to N Street where our boardwalk starts. So I know especially all the people in Curie Estates and Curie by the Sea will be very, very glad to hear about that. The main thing we wanted to mention tonight is that while these gentlemen are out there doing their work, there will be sections of the beach that will be marked off that you will not be able to walk on because our beach is so narrow that they will barely be able to get their equipment out there. And we hope that over the next, over the middle of March, you will be very, very patient with them and just watch from the crossovers. As for contact, we have one of our favorite people with us today, Bob Kessler, from the Corps of Engineers. Just, I know everybody can see you, so just raise your hand. And as for town officials and town staff, the only contact that will be working with Bob will be our building inspector, John Batson. If any of us, whether it's any of the council members or any of the staff people, have any questions at all, and especially our residents also, please go to John with those questions. If he cannot answer you, he can get assistance from the Corps to answer those questions. Okay. Thank you.
Any feedback? Okay. Letters of interest for council vacancy. As you know, we have a council vacancy due to the resignation of one of our commissioners who was transferred by his company. We have an active process that was defined. We had a motion and defined the process in the last meeting. There is now, has been advertisement in the Island Gazette with the questions and requests for data. If you would like, and if you're interested, there are questions in back in the holder where we keep the agenda, so you can grab one back there as well, or you can contact any of the commissioners or Nancy Ager. The deadline to submit is 4 o'clock on December 20th. You can mail, email, or drop to the town hall to the attention of the town clerk. Interviews will be conducted at the January 19th council meeting that will begin at 6:30.
It's December 30th, not 20th. You're nervous tonight.
What's that? No, it was January 19th.
No, December 30th. Deadline to submit.
The deadline was December. Well, you're right. I thought I said 4 o'clock for the December. But okay.
We're good.
The interviews will be conducted January 19th at 6:30 p.m. So there are 10 questions that will require your input. Interested parties, all welcome. Okay. Discussion and consideration of new business. Will all council members, new council members, please gather in the front? And please, District Court Judge Robin Winstrom, if you would please come forward.
Thank you. Did you want to stand back behind
me? Yes, I was just telling you.
Families, you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
Is anybody from the family
here tonight? Shannon, you're here? Yeah. Okay. We'll wait. We'll let you go. We're going over, so you're good.
Okay, let me get out of the way so you guys can get some pictures.
Yes, please.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ms. Robin Brooks Robinson. It's certainly my honor to be here tonight. Congratulations, Emily, on your election to mayor of Cary Beach. It's truly my honor to be swearing in, swearing in. And but I do sincerely want to thank you for the privilege of being a part of this auspicious ceremony tonight, and to thank you for your dedication and your leadership that you've already shown, and to pray God's blessings upon you and your continued service in this wonderful community. I'm now going to administer your oath, and as I do so, I'll just do it in small phrases. You can just repeat after me as I do so. If you'll place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. And it's a great privilege, of course, to have your family gathered with you for this great occasion. Thank you. I, say your name.
I, Emily Swearingen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office
as mayor of the town of Cary Beach.
As mayor of the town of Cary Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
David Hagler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support, defend, and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As commissioner.
As commissioner.
For the town of Cary Beach.
For the town of Cary Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As Commissioner for the Town of Currie Beach.
As Commissioner for the Town of Currie Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Together with you.
4 years.
2 years. They were not
Please be patient with us. Just want to say thank you, most of all, to my family, part of whom is here tonight. Number one son, Sam, a.k.a. Mason Eugene Swearingen III. Number two son is in Ecuador. And to my nephew, Eric Collins. And most of all, to Bob Unsworth, my life partner, who has put up with so much stuff I'm just so glad he's still here. Thank you also to everybody who has come tonight. Thank you, Kathy, for our invitation, and to Judge Robinson for helping us out tonight, to the families, for our other council members, and all of our dignitaries. We just really, really appreciate you being here. But most of all, our residents. And thank you not just to the ones who voted for me, but the ones who came out in that pouring down rain and voted, no matter who you were supporting. Thank you, and I hope that's a signal that we're going to have a lot of citizen involvement, a lot of citizen input over the next few years. And I welcome every one of you to contact me and let me know what areas you're interested in, because we sure are looking forward to you participating and helping us. Now, I'd like to see if our new commissioners would like to have a word.
Sure. You hear me all the time.
I just like to just do the best I can for County Curry Beach. I'd like to say thanks to my wife for supporting me during this campaign. And my extreme interest in politics. She's always been very tolerant and patient with me.
I'd just like to thank everyone that came. It's finally nice to see a full arena, and it's not a negative thing, right? So, I expect we'll have more participation and attendance at our meetings in the future, since normally there's like more department heads and employees than actually citizens in the audience. And for all our guests, thank you very much for driving all the way down to Currie Beach. We appreciate it. Madam Mayor, I'd like to move on.
Certainly. Next on our agenda is the appointment of our Mayor Pro Tem.
Make a motion to reappoint Craig as the Mayor Pro Tem.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, congratulations. Welcome. Our next order of business is the appointment of a Building Commissioner as liaison to our Building Inspections Department. Could our building inspector come out here? So those of you who have not met him, this is John Batson. Yes, he is single.
Hey, John. Nice.
with the child.
I will nominate Joseph Whitley, Commissioner Whitley, to be the liaison to that office.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now we have a designation of three members of our council ordinarily as banking signatories. However, tonight it will just be myself, Mayor, and our Mayor Pro Tem, and also filling that position. And those positions will be Arlen, our Finance Director, and Nancy Avery, our Town Clerk. Assignment of Department Liaisons for Administration and Recreation. The mayor will take that position. For finance, Craig, our mayor pro tem, will be our liaison with the finance department and also with the fire department. The police commissioner will remain what she has been for the last couple of years. So our police officers back there in the back, you have me then for another couple of years as your liaison with the council. And our public works commissioner is David Hagler, working with Sonny Beaker.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. That was Sonny. Okay. Please note that with the appointment of a new commissioner in a month or two, some of those positions may change. The assignment of committee liaisons from our council members, according to Section 216B of our code of ordinances. For shoreline access, parking, and beach protection, that will be our newest member, Joseph Whitley. For the community center and our joint committee persons, that will be our mayor pro tem, Craig. For marketing, I will stay with that committee at this time. For parks and recreation, since I am working with the staff on parks and recreation, I will stay with that committee at this time. For planning and zoning commission, Joseph will be the council liaison for that committee. For our, we also have the sewer, yes, sorry.
That's right.
I have an old list.
That's right.
That's right. For the sewer authority, the mayor is on there, but most of all, we have David Hagler, who will be our appointee to the sewer authority in Caroline Beach, and also the ad hoc committee that we have with Beach Walk and with Curie Dunes. David will continue to work with that committee. For the Council of Government, Craig will be our elected official working with the Council of Governments. Our Cape Fear Disability Commission, Deborah McKenna and Dennis Moore as the alternate will continue to work with the Disability Commission. For the MPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee, we do not have a member for that committee right now. They do work with the Metropolitan Transportation area and would like very much to hear from any of you if you are interested in the pedestrian group. For our MPO Citizens Advisory Committee, John Ellen will continue to work with that. The MPO Technical Coordinating Committee, which must be a town employee, and Nancy Avery will continue in that position. The MPO Technical Advisory Committee must be an elected official, and I will continue in that position. Also, David Hagler will continue as our emergency personnel in case of any emergencies where we have to work with the emergency committee over there,
yes,
with New Hanover County. Okay.
Yeah. For the con? Okay.
Okay.
Good.
For our TDA, the Tourism Development Authority, this must be the mayor and one business owner, which is Ann Brodsky, and hope that she will continue with that. Ports and Waterway and Beach Commission is usually an elected official, and Craig has been serving in that position for the last 2 years, and would like very much for him to continue in that position. Okay. Are there any other commissioner items? Not hearing any.
Number 8, the annual retreat.
Yes.
So I had that on the list. I don't think we can set it, but we should agree that it's going to be in February, and then at the January meeting, we'll see the availability of the number.
Okay.
But I don't think we should wait until March or April.
Oh, definitely not. Well, were you thinking about a retreat in January, or would you rather wait until February to do that?
We could add question 9 to the questionnaire about availability of the members, so we could, if they're all available in the same one, we might just set it the same night. If we want to do that.
Okay, so we'll set that retreat at our January meeting.
Yes, ma'am. That's all.
Okay, thank you. Well, that's the end of our list. If there is no other additional business, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, and I hope all of you will join us next door for a reception, and let us get to know you. Thank you.